In Parashat Vayera, there is a theme that runs throughout the Parashah, in the beginning and in the end. In the beginning of the Parashah, we read how Abraham Avinu, who just endured a great operation of Brit Milah on the third day when he was in the most pain, as the weather outside was excruciatingly hot, Avraham Avinu technically was exempt from the mitzvah of hospitality, of hosting guests. Based on the conditions, he is considered an anus. He's exempt. And the rule says, anus rachamana patre. If the circumstances don't allow it as such, so you're exempt from the mitzvah. But in Avraham Avinu's level, being exempt is not enough. Because although you're exempt from the mitzvah, but it's not considered yet as if you get the credit for doing a mitzvah. You just don't get punished for not doing a mitzvah. So therefore, Avraham Avinu makes every effort in order to show that he's upset that he cannot fulfill the mitzvah. The reward for that feeling of being upset that you can't do the mitzvah, the reward for that is you get the mitzvah. So God gave him the mitzvah of Hakmasat Torchim by bringing the guests. Because his pain is so much that I don't want to be exempt, so God gives it to him so he can fulfill it and get the reward. That same concept happens at the end of the Perashah in Akedat Yitzhak. Abraham wants to fulfill the mitzvah of slaughtering his son as God told him originally. And now that the Malach tells him to stop it, technically Abraham is now anus. He's exempt. He doesn't have to do it. But in Avraham Avinu's life, again, that's not enough that he's exempt. He wants to get credit for doing a mitzvah, he just doesn't want to be an exempt. He doesn't want to have a legal exemption. So therefore, he prays to Borei Olam, and Borei Olam provides for him a ram, and he brings the ram on the Mizbeach. And again, you see the reward for feeling bad that you can't do a mitzvah is God gives you the mitzvah in another fashion in order to fulfill it. So therefore, when we say that Avraham brought the ram, it's as if he brought Yitzhak, because he had the pain that he was exempt from mitzvah. This is a very important attitude that we have to have regarding our mitzvot. It's not enough to ask, you know, are we obligated to do this mitzvah, and if we're exempt, we feel happy. You know, if for some reason the weather doesn't allow us to come to synagogue, or the rabbi doesn't show up, and therefore we're exempt. We tried. Hakamim are telling us over here that being exempt is not enough. You have to wish that you want to do the mitzvah in all circumstances, and your reward is going to be that Borei Olam will provide that mitzvah. The similar concept we could say when it comes to people that work. People that work for a living obviously are exempt at that moment from learning Torah because they're earning a living. But if a person's attitude when he's working is, I wish I could be sitting in the yeshiva learning. Really, I wish I could be studying. So therefore, he's considered anus. However, he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. Hafetz Chaim says God will give him credit for learning for all the hours that he went to work. So long as the hours that he's not working, he's learning. That shows that really he wants to be in the yeshiva studying. However, if you have another person that puts in his hour a day and then goes to work and says, that's it, I paid the tax, I studied it right now, I'm exempt till tomorrow morning, so then he cannot get credit for those hours of work. So you see, the attitude at the time of exemption is key. Avraham had a very strong attitude of that he was upset, and therefore he gets the guests, he gets the akedah, and he gets the level of being called Adam Gadol Ba'anakim, the great giant of a man that he was.